Wishwaki.
Today, Bap Dada is seeing his children who have come from all four directions of the world,
lost
in the love of the Father. The children are so lucky. That the father himself is proud of the children's luck. As the children at this time are also so great, that this greatness is carried forward in the whole kalpa, whether it is as a deity in the golden age, or whether it is in the form of religious heads, or in the form of saints and sages. Or maybe the multi-millionaires of the world. Baba's children are greater than all of them, because none of these have that much fortune as you children have. The fortune of you Brahmin souls is the greatest of all. Therefore, ask yourself, do I always remember how fortunate I am? Do you constantly sing the song in your mind that Vah, my fortune bestower father and Vah, my fortune, me, the most elevated soul. Does this song of your fortune keep playing in your mind all the time, continuously? Is it continuously playing in your mind? The father is always very happy on seeing his children. Even the children become happy on seeing the father. However, sometimes in between, instead of emerging the thought of their fortune, they merge this thought. When Baba notices that the intoxication and faith of the fortune is merged in the children, then what does Bab Dada think? He says, drama. However, Bab Dada wishes to see that his children are always aware of their fortune. All of you also want it in this way, do you not? The word however comes in between. If any one of you were asked, all of you, each one of you would give the same answer. That our aim is to become like the Father. Your aim is very good. Your aim is very elevated, it is very good. Then why is it that sometimes the intoxication is in an immersed form and sometimes it is in a merged form? What is the reason? You make such good promises also to Bap Dada. You have a heart-to-heart chit-chat with Baba. Then why is there a difference between your aim and your qualifications of behavior?
Listen to me, Mika.
So Baba saw the result that that there is a reason for the difference in the intoxication. Actually, all of you do know the reason. It's nothing new. But still, Bap Dada is going to revise with you all. Bap Dada observed that there are three reasons. One is the thoughts, the second is the words, that is the description you make. And the third is
practical anubhavi or chalanmila.
The third is bringing that in a practical form into actions or in your behavior. So Bap Dada noticed that there isn't complete balance in all the three. When there is a balance, then the faith and the intoxication are in an immersed form, and when the balance is not enough, then the faith and intoxication become merged. So, in the result, it was observed that your way of thinking is very good and the speed of thinking is also fast. In your words or speech, the speed and the intoxication is fine up to 75%. In speech, majority of you are very clever. However, when it comes to doing it in a practical way, the overall marks, that is, total marks, are less comparatively. Therefore, in two things you are okay, but in the third, your marks are less. What is the reason? What is the reason? Your thoughts are very good. Your words also are very beautifully spoken. But then why is the percentage less when it comes to bringing it in a practical form? What is the reason? Do you know? Do you know the reason? Yes or no? Give an answer. Do you know the answer? Do you know the reason? You know the reason very well. If someone would be told to give a class or a speech on that particular subject, you would give such a good class, wouldn't you? And you would also give a speech as well as give a class with great faith and intoxication. And Bap Dada listens to the classes you give. Whatever you speak, Bap Dada listens to everything. And and he keeps smiling. How great my children are. Wah, my children. The most important, the most important thing is, which Bap Dada has told you earlier also, actually now the revised course is going on. Baba says, the reason is only one, not many reasons, only one reason. Dada also knows that it is not difficult to solve this reason. However, children make the difficult into, make the easy into difficult. It isn't difficult, but they make it difficult. Why? Because the intoxication gets merged. The reason for that is, whatever points of dharma you hear or speak, whether it is in the form of powers or in the form of virtues, whatever are the points of dharma, which you speak about are very well spoken. you speak them so well that all those who listen to you, whether they are knowledgeable children or those without knowledge, even they say, very good, very good. And they even clap at your speeches. However, Baba has to use this word. So often, the word however is spoken often. It becomes an obstacle in the way. And therefore, to finish this word, however, is really to become like the Father. And that is what you have to do. Finish this word, however, and become like the Father, to come closer to the Father. Means to bring the time also closer. But it is seen that the word however has to be used now and then. Baba does not like to use this word however, but he has to say it even without his liking. So, what is the reason? Whatever you speak, which you also inculcate, you inculcate it because it is something for inculcation, and that inculcation does last for quite some time. In some it lasts for a shorter time, but in some for a longer time. But this dharana or inculcation should continue and also increase gradually. For that, the most important thing is that just as from Copper Age onwards, up to this last birth, Baba is talking about your past birth before you got your Brahmin birth. So till that last birth, from the beginning of copper age till your last birth before you became a Brahmin. All your weaknesses or your defects, which you had in you, became part of your sanskar. And because they became part of your sanskar, you did not have to make efforts to express your weaknesses or defects in spite of you not liking them and you wanting to renounce them. You still are not able to renounce them and you show your helplessness by saying, "What can I do? It's my sanskar. Don't feel bad. That's my sanskar." But how did that sanskar come into existence? Who made it? You made it. This is why it came into existence. So, as from copper age onwards, you inculcated the wrong sanskaras. Which make you helpless sometimes. Because you do say, don't you, "What can I do? It's my sanskar." So, those sanskaras, the negative sanskaras, come into practical form on their own, don't they? Without you wanting them to come. Someone becomes angry. After getting angry, then after a short while, he says, "Please do not mind it. I got angry with you, but don't mind it because that's my sanskar." So you make anger your sanskar. You make your weaknesses your sanskars. But then why don't you make the virtues your sanskaras instead? So instead of making your defects or weaknesses your sanskaras, why don't you make your virtues in you your sanskaras? Why don't you make every virtue and every power your sanskar, just as anger is one of your sanskars, for example? Now that is also a power, and opposite to the power of anger is the power of tolerance. But what you have done is, instead of making the power of tolerance your sanskar, you have made the power of anger your sanskar, and you have inculcated it so well that after expressing anger, you also say sorry. You also want to be pardoned, and you say, "I promise I will not do it again," but later on you do it even more. What is the reason? Because you have made it your sanskar. So Bab Dada keeps telling you the same thing again and again, that you have to make every virtue, every point of knowledge as part of your sanskar. Now, just think, what are your natural sanskaras? Is it anger or is it tolerance power? Which is your natural sanskar? Tolerance, the power of peace, silence, is your natural sanskar, is it not? But what have you done? You have made anger your sanskar, and you have made it part of you to such a great extent that even if you want it out, it's not possible for you to take it out. But what you have to do, you have to fill in every virtue in yourself in such a way that it becomes part of your sanskar. Which is my natural, original sanskar? Remember that all the time. Anger is supposed to be the property of Ravan, and that you have made it part of your sanskar. It's something which does not belong to you, and you have made it part of your belonging. Instead of making Baba's treasure belong to you, you make that which belongs to Ravan part of your belonging. Now you have to make Baba's treasure belong to you. What you have instead, taken good care of Ravan's property instead of taking good care of Baba's property. Do you like Ravan very much? Do you? Or do you like Baba very much? Of course, all of you will say we like Baba. This is what you are saying in your mind, aren't you? So something which you like, or someone whom you love, his words should also be taken in you well, and should be written in your heart with the ink of faith. And such words of the one whom you love should be merged within you. But if someone is under the influence of the sanskar of Ravan and still continues to say, Baba, Baba, I love you very much. I love you very much. Then Baba asks, how much love do you have? Then they say, Baba, much more than even the sky. Baba hears and expresses happiness too, but then says, how innocent my children are. Baba ka sabhi bachon se. But still, Baba says, you children have made a promise to Baba, haven't you? Because when you say Baba with love from the heart, even once if you say that Baba from the heart, though maybe later on you forget in between, but even if you tell Baba from your heart even once, you say my Baba from the heart even once, then Baba says in return, children, whatever you are, however you are mine. Yes, Baba has to take you back home. But the only thing is that Baba wants that you should not go back as part of the procession, but you should return with Baba as his bride. You are so happy on hearing this, aren't you? If Baba would get your photograph, take your photograph, it is so nice. But then you also sometimes smile at yourself too, don't you? When you are hearing these words, you are laughing at yourself. But then when you really do these wrong actions at that time, what do you become? You become blue and red, Baba says. Because Baba saw the result and found that the children have one very good speciality, which is that the children like purity very much. And in order to become pure, they don't mind tolerating to however much extent they may have to tolerate. Because even if they have to face a lot of opposition, they don't mind it. So in this subject of purity, 75% of the children are good. Some, of course, only some speak lies and they say I am pure, but they are not there, but they are really not. But 75% are pass in this subject of purity, And Baba appreciates that. He likes this speciality in the children. Again, the word however comes. However or but. This word keeps coming again and again. So the second subject, which is it? After purity. So first was conquering sex. Next is conquering anger. But when it comes to conquering this vice, it is seen that the children are very few children are pass in this subject of conquering anger, because many think that anger is not a vice. They think it is their weapon for them to express defense. Actually, anger is not a weapon. For a knowledgeable soul, anger is a very great enemy. Because someone who has anger is revealed very well when that person comes in contact or in relationship with people. And because he has anger in him, Baba's name is defamed. Those who observe him getting angry, they say, he is a knowledgeable child, he is Baba's child. I've seen now what Baba's children are like. There are many forms of anger. The biggest form of anger, you all know very well, because that is visible. It is the revealed form of anger, and it can be known when one is getting angry. But the next is the subtle form of anger, which is in the form of jealousy, hatred. Inside there is jealousy and hatred towards someone. But externally, just speaking loudly, or may not even be showing externally, but internally, there is anger, because anger is a fire, is it not? A person who has anger, he is always burning. Not only he burns himself, but he burns others also in anger. So too, jealousy, hatred. Whoever has these weaknesses within, they burn in the fire of them continuously. Externally, they may not become red or blue, but inside they are. But actually, is red and blue is not bad, but inside they are black, Baba Singh. This is why that is very bad too. And the third form of anger is trying to be very clever or cunning. When it comes to understanding, they understand it very well, and they say, what can I do? I have to be serious sometimes. I have to take the law in my hand sometimes for the benefit of that soul. But whether there is benefit of that soul, that you have to ask yourself. Actually, Bap Dada has never permitted or allowed anyone to take the law in his hand. Baba has not given the permission to anyone to take the law in his hands. Has he given the permission? Do you have the permission to take the law in your hands? Has it been spoken in any murli that Baba has said, take the law in your hand, but don't get angry? No. The one who says that he will take the law in his hand, externally it may not be there, but internally there is a trace of anger in him. Those who are the instrument souls, they too don't have to take the law in their hands, but they only revise the law. They don't take the law in their hands. Nobody can take the law in his hands. But because they are instrumental, they have to revise the laws which Baba has made. He has to remind of the laws which Baba has made. This much permission those who are instrumental have got. But not everyone has this permission. Today, Bap Dada is speaking in a strict way and giving you official instructions, but take them with love. Because when Baba comes next time, in the next season, then Baba wants to see the change, because now you make the promises, you speak the promises, but to what extent you bring it in a practical form, that also Baba sees and smiles. As Baba has said, that you have to make the virtues and powers as part of your sanskar. Now, did you underline this point? Did you underline this point? Did you? As you were told that you have to make the sanskar of being in peace, being tolerant. So can you say that yes, this has become part of my sanskar? So you have to make it part of your sanskar and then come in front of Baba in the next season after 5 or 6 months when the next season begins. Today Bab Dada has given the result of this year. There's a lot of report of anger in the children. The young ones or the older ones all have this sanskar of anger in some form or the other. Baba is not opening this subject more. There are of course many stories and very interesting, amusing stories. This is why, what will you do today? Will you say farewell to anger? Will you? See, you clapped. It's very easy to clap. But do not clap the clap of anger. Bab Dada does not wish to keep on hearing again and again, but he still continues to hear. Of course, he has mercy and therefore he hears too, but he does not like to hear that, Baba, I had made a promise to you, but still I couldn't help it, it came back again. Baba, I did not want it to come, but it does come on its own. Baba, you explained to Maya, you explained to anger that it should not come to me. Now, should Baba make the efforts? Baba makes the effort and you reap the fruit. You want it that way? Should Baba make the efforts for you? So don't make such a promise that after 5 months, when Baba sees the result, you may give the result to Baba or not, but Baba knows everything. He comes to know. So let there not be such a result that children say to Baba, Baba, what can we do? It happens even without our knowledge. Such circumstances come, the situation became so difficult. They try to even explain to Baba. They are very clever. They say, Baba, these are small situations. The smaller situations are easy to overcome, but this situation was very big. Now, who was at fault? You blame the situation. Actually, the situation is nothing great. It comes and goes. Then it will not come back after. It will come back only after 5,000 years, that situation. So that situation which comes after 5,000 years, that you start blaming. Actually, it's not the way you should do. You should never say, what can I do? Do not show this type of helplessness even in your thoughts. Why is Baba emphasizing so much on anger today? Because if you have really bid farewell to anger, then greed, desires, also will go with that, because greed is not just greed of food. But any type of desire is also part of greed. So, by finishing anger, greed will be finished automatically. Ego will also be finished. The ego comes, doesn't it? When you say, I am senior, I am most sensible, I know everything. What does he think of himself? So when you think like that, then anger comes. Anger and greed. With anger, greed and ego will also take farewell along with anger. Therefore, Baba is emphasizing more on anger. He is making you underline the vice of anger. So, will you make this as part of your sanskar? Will you make your original sanskar as part of your natural sanskar? And raise your hand. Don't clap. Don't make a sound. Those Baba is telling them, take the photograph, raise your hand high, do the exercise of raising your hand. Even the dadis are raising their hands, see. Let your hand be raised high, not so low, higher, keep it raised. Let your photographs be taken. One photograph of that side, one photograph of this side. Don't stare or standing. Baba says, keep your hand raised. Hey, bitha, bolo, baith jave, khade kyun hai? Yes, raise it more, raise it higher. Did you take a photograph and video? Baba is asking them. Did you take of this side? Raise your hand higher. Congratulations. Baba is congratulating, yes, but little congratulation, not a lot. But when you come again and Bab Dada will see your result, then even the deities of heaven and the subtle regions will shower petals of wah wah on you. From today onwards, each one of you have to see yourself. Do not look at others. Keep your eye of the mind closed when it comes to looking at others. You cannot close the physical eyes, but you can at least close the eye of your mind when it comes to seeing others, that this one is doing or that one is doing. You don't have to see anyone else. Baba is emphasizing on this so much that for example, if there is a Maharathi, a senior who has this weakness of anger and reveals this weakness, even then you should go inwards and shut the eyes of your eyes and ears of your mind. Baba will tell you something amusing today. Baba is telling something serious too. Hope you don't mind it. Oh, are you minding it? No? Okay, Baba will tell you something more very clearly. Bab Dada has seen. That majority of you from time to time, not often but occasionally, see very little of the specialities of the Maharathis. Instead, you see their weaknesses very well, very much, with great depth. And you try to follow them in that way. You even describe the weakness, their weaknesses to one another. You say, oh, I've seen even the seniors, what they are. Even the Maharathis are like that. We are much behind them. Now, only when the Maharathis will change, then we will automatically change. But the tapasya which the Maharathis have done, or the long time efforts which the Maharathis have made, that will actually give them the additional marks and make them pass with honors. So if you just wait for them and think that let the Maharathis change and then we will change, if you think like that, you will deceive yourselves. This is why you have to go inwards and look at yourself only, and close the eyes and ears of the mind while looking at others. Because Baba keeps hearing your words when you say, I've seen, I have eyes, I have ears, I have heard a lot, I have seen a lot. What is there in the Maharathis? But do not compare like that with the Maharathis. Do not have a race with them in this way, because you only deceive yourselves. And Bab Dada has mercy with you. Don't forget that the Maharathis have very strong foundation of faith. They are unshakable, immovable, and because of their immovable and unshakable faith, the marks of that will be added to the Maharathis' marks of efforts. This is why do not allow the eyes of your mind be opened for looking at the Maharathis. Close the eyes. Do not allow your mind even to hear. Instead of hearing, just become introverted. Did you understand? Today you have been given garam garam halwa, hot halwa, fresh halwa. also make your true sanskaras as part of your natural sanskaras. And sometimes when you have to labor a great deal, that is also not liked by Bap Dada. Bap Dada saw a wonderful picture of the children. Do you like to see that picture? Do you like to hear about that picture? Or is it that you have eaten a lot of halwa and you think it's enough? You don't want to hear more? Actually, that picture is wonderful, and Bap Dada also thinks that it's a wonderful picture. What picture did Bap Dada see? It's a very interesting picture. The children, they say one thing and do another. So, on one hand, they say, Baba, I want to become Lakshmi Narayan and not even Ram Sita. I will become Lakshmi and Narayan. But what do? They say that they will become Lakshmi Narayan. Those who say Lakshmi Narayan, we will become Gulab Jamun in their mouth. That is, your mouth is sweetened, very good, congratulations. But what do? They say that they will become Lakshmi Narayan. They emphasize on it so much. When Baba asks them, really you will become Lakshmi Narayan? They say, yes, 100% Lakshmi Narayan. But what is their behavior like? Their behavior like is of the silver aged Ram, shown with a bow and arrow, battling all the time. They say that they will become Lakshmi Narayan, but in a practical way, they are like the silver aged Ram with a bow and arrow, battling all the time. Half of their time is spent in battling, and the other half of the time is spent in yoga. It's not with everyone, but with many. So, when Bap Dada sees this picture, it's a wonderful picture, and he smiles at that picture. Very amusing picture. Children say something but do something else. Whatever you think is good, that you have to do also. And the easy method for that is, as Baba has told you earlier, emerge your true, original, natural sanskaras. And when they become your sanskaras, then the actions according to those sanskaras also take place automatically. Then you'll have to make less hard effort, but there will be more success. You'll be actually saved from hard effort. When you become masters of the world for half a kalpa, at that time or during that time, you are freed from labor automatically. So make it your natural sanskar and you will be freed from hard effort. From time to time, from time to time you have to sometimes battle, but afterwards it will not necessary for you to battle at all. On the contrary, you will become easy yogis, natural yogis, Raj yogis, automatically. You will not have to really do yoga, but your life itself will become a yogi life. Every moment, at every second, automatically. This is what you want, is it not? You like this to happen, is it not? The essence of all the four subjects, knowledge, yoga, dharana and service, is in the form of only two words. One is, Baba is my world. This is one essence of all the four subjects, and the other essence is each virtue and each power is my natural sanskar. So it's just two sentences, that's all. Two words actually. One is, Baba is my world, and the Hindi word for world is sansar. And the other is sanskar, my natural sanskar. So remember two words, sansar and sanskar. World and sanskar. Is it difficult? A little bit difficult? But when the situation comes, it becomes difficult, does it not? But what is that situation in front of you? Is the situation big or is Baba big? Who's bigger? And the Hindi word again is rhyming. Situation in Hindi is Bata-ti. And father in Hindi is Bapa. So which is bigger? Bata or Bapa? So you have to ask yourself. Baba has so many photographs of the children. There is a museum in the subtle regions. When you come to the subtle regions, you'll be able to see it. will be also able to see your own face, your own picture in the subtle regions. But now you have to celebrate the final ceremony, the closing ceremony. When you will celebrate the closing ceremony, then the celebration of world transformation will take place in front of you. And should Baba tell you another thing? Are you ready to hear more? Okay. Children are the masters, aren't they? So as you are also the master, so Baba has to take your permission to tell you something. Therefore Baba is asking you, should Baba tell you more? As you are also the masters, should Baba tell you more? Okay. Yes, Dadiji says, yes, Baba, say. This is the unlimited hall, is it not? It's just like a rosary of heads. They show a rosary of heads, no? And this is also like a rosary of heads. Only the faces are visible, that's all, of everyone. So in this unlimited hall today, Baba is talking about unlimited things in an unlimited way. Okay, here. Which day was yesterday? Which day was yesterday? It was Thursday. Was it Wednesday? Today is Thursday. Which day was yesterday? It was Wednesday. So Baba's talking to you, talking about Wednesday. Last night you saw the play of nature, and after that you got a little bit tired and then you went off to sleep. Yes, some of you had some trouble to face because of the rains, Baba is saying. But at the end, a lot more is going to happen. It is good that you did some rehearsal before the final destruction. You know what happened last night? There was rainfall in the middle of the night, about 2 o'clock. and all the tents got wet and beddings got wet, and you know, they had to run to this hall. So Baba's talking about that. So Baba's saying, you have to yes, you had to run here and there, you had to tie up your bedding, take all your luggage and come to the hall. This exercise you had to do. Actually, old mothers don't run, but yesterday maybe even old mothers had to run with their luggage. So last night, because you carried your luggage and your bedding and ran to the hall. It was a game. You got a good exercise, didn't you? At least it was exercise for your legs. So these are little rehearsals before the final, and they are actually nothing compared to that what is going to come at the end. You need to have practice of this too. Bab Dada has told you that you have to be ever ready, so you have to be ever ready in this too. It rained and you had to pack up quickly and run. You were a little bit disturbed, but it took you only a second to get set again. Dada knows that as the house is not fully constructed, therefore limited numbers should come, because they should stay only in the constructed houses. But even if Baba tells them that bring limited numbers, Baba shows the red flag that no more to come, but still they want to come. They exceed the number they are given. Of course, the children have so much love for the father, and Baba is very happy to see the love which is in the children for the father. But Bab Dada, and Bab Dada also says with great love, come children, come children. He welcomes the children. How can Baba say, don't come, don't come? Can Baba say that? So all of you who have come, you have come with great joy. And you have to take back the happiness with you. And along with the toli, first you have to share happiness with others before sharing the toli with others. Share the happiness with others. Baba did not tell about what Baba wanted to say, So Baba is now continuing. Yesterday what happened in the subtle regions, Baba is giving news, the subtle regions. Oh, Baba is talking about the advance party. Yesterday the advance party was emerged in the subtle regions. They were chit-chatting with Bab Dada. And they were asking Bab Dada, Baba, whatever service you have made us instrumental for and sent us back into the physical world, then let us know when will that service begin. What answer must have Bab Dada given to them? They were again and again saying, that as you have made us take a birth in the advance party, you have done that for a special reason, for a special purpose, and when majority of them are the very good yogi souls, the knowledgeable souls, the Mahavirs, the brave ones, because many of them, of these Maharathis, Mahavirs, yogi, knowledgeable souls have gone in the advance party. So many others have also gone in the advance party. Out of them, majority, of course there could be few exceptions, but majority of them, which you may not consider to be Maharathis, according to you, they may not be considered to be Maharathis, but when it comes to love and yoga, majority of them have gone in the advance party. You may think that is it even the ordinary souls who have gone in the advance party? You may question about this. But majority, about whom you may think that they are ordinary souls, but because they had so much love for Baba, and they were very good yogi souls, very powerful in yoga. Who had been ahead in the subject of yoga. They will become instrumental for giving birth to the yogi, to the deity souls who will be born through yoga power. So they want to know when will their service begin. That is, when will they start giving birth through yoga power to the deity souls. And those souls, of course, some of them have a different role to play. They may not have the same role to play. Because some souls will give birth to deity souls through yoga power, but not all souls in the advanced party will give birth to deity souls. But they have a role in the establishment of the new world. So a chit-chat was going on with them. Bap Dada smiled. At them and actually changed the subject. He occupied them in other talks and he avoided, Baba means to say, he avoided answering them this question. Because they were asking, Baba, when will we start doing this job of giving birth to deity souls through yoga power? So Baba avoided answering and he kept them busy in other things. Because the answer to this question is not on Baba alone, as you are also with Baba for giving this answer. Because only when you give them the order, you say, yes Baba, we are ready, then their service will begin. This is why the time of destruction will not be fixed. It will happen all of a sudden. Bap Dada has already signaled to you beforehand. At that time, do not complain or do not say, Baba, why didn't you tell us beforehand? At least a little bit time beforehand. But it is going to happen all of a sudden. You have to be ever ready. And in order to be ever ready, one Maharathi was made an example. Baba is referring to Dadi Chandramani. One Maharathi was made an example who was made to go all of a sudden. Of course, everything is according to the drama. But there is also sometimes an example of great service. And Daddy Chandramani was one of an example. She was on the service field, the great service she was doing, and all of a sudden Baba took her. So what will you do? When Bab Dada meets you next time, at that time, you have to show the promise you have made, because you have made the promise now, and you have to carry out that promise of finishing all your old sanskaras and imbibe your original natural sanskaras. So you have to show next time that you really are the ever ready souls who have finished all the old sanskaras and have imbibed all the natural pure true sanskaras. Will you do that? You should finish the trifle things, the little things. If you get involved in trifle matters, it is just like an aged man of 60 years playing with a ball. Does it look good? You don't play with the ball, even that is not bad, but you play with mud, like little babies playing with mud. You play with the mud of body consciousness. Now play with jewels of knowledge, play with virtues, play with powers. Do not play with mud. Any type of body consciousness is like playing with mud. Did you hear the news of the subtle regions? Your Yajna Mother, Saraswati Mother, Mama, she in particular has conveyed love and remembrance to everyone. Mama has conveyed love and remembrance to everyone. Of course, all of them conveyed the love and remembrance, but in particular Mama's soul, the Yajna Mother's soul, she has conveyed lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart to all of you. and giving and reminded you of the Maha Mantra, the great mantra, that now prepare yourselves for returning home. Prepare yourselves for returning home. Mama has conveyed this message to all the children. Just go away from the corners, the attractions. It's just like when halwa is prepared and when it's ready, it just is, it leaves all the corners, the sides, does it not? So you have to renounce all the worldly attractions. You all love Yagya mother, mama, don't you? Okay, today Baba has told you many things. Now, in 1 second, make your mind and intellect become very plain. And experience all relationships with Baba. Experience that Baba is my world. Whether it is relationships or whether it is attainments, all that is within the world and all that is in Baba. So Baba is my only world. Keep this in your consciousness and remember the Father and experience all relationships with Baba and be lost in that in a second. Today teachers have also come, haven't they? All the teachers, raise your hand. The teachers who have come in the Bhatti, raise your hand. And those teachers who have come according to the program. Again, those who have come in the Bhatti, those teachers, raise their hand. Those who are going to do the Bhatti from 8 onwards, the Indian teachers, they're going to have their Bhatti in Gyan Sarovar from 8th onwards. Dada is always very happy to see the teachers. Whether the teachers are the senior ones or the junior ones. They have become very good judges of their life and taken the right decision. Because very quickly they have decided that we have to make our life the life of godly service. All of you have made this promise, haven't you, that your life is the life of Baba's service only, is it not? The teachers say, and they all say yes. Is it firm, or do you sometimes think, I didn't really think about it much, but I didn't know that I would have to give my whole life for this. If I would have known it earlier, I would not have surrendered. Hope you don't think like that. There is a song which you play here. You know whether it is made here or it is an outside song. That Baba, we love your flowers as well as your thorns. This is a song, or a film song. God, we love your flowers as well as your thorns. That is, if you give us happiness or if you give us sorrow, we are happy in both. Do you have love? If you say you have love for the thorns, then thorns prick, don't they? If you remove the thorn with If you pick up a thorn even with great love, then even the thorns are lovely. But if you touch a thorn carelessly, then you are pricked and blood may come out of your finger. So that is, the thorn may upset you, but you are the ones who always do everything with love, don't you? So the trifle matters or little bit things which may come to upset you, they are like thorns, but you love everything, don't you? You like even the thorns, you say. So these trifle matters, if they come, you should always think that they have come to make you experienced. Dada has more love for you than the seniors who have already done the bhakti. Baba has more love for you as well as the other teachers who are going to come in the next bhakti. More love than that he has for the senior teachers who have already done the bhakti. Why? Why? Though you are small, but you do big service. And they clap, they are so happy. See, who explains in exhibitions? Do the Maharathis or seniors explain? Who explains? You explain, don't you? Who gives the courses? You give the courses. Who gives speeches, good speeches? You give, no? So, Bap Dada is very pleased with you, though you are young, you are small, but you do more service than the seniors. Therefore, Baba considers you to be even bigger than the seniors. But the only thing is that you should not be frightened. To get frightened is the work of the weak ones. You are the brave ones, aren't you? You are the Mahavirs, the brave ones. This is why do not get frightened. Do not allow your heart to shrink. Have a big heart. You are the big children of the big father. You are not the children of the small father. Your father is big, therefore you also have to have a big heart. Neither allow your heart to shrink, nor be frightened with trifle matters. Do not get afraid of trifle matters. Always remember the slogan, we are small, but we will do big, big work. We will be the helpers of the seniors. We won't show a stern eye to the seniors, but we will be their helpers. And thereby glorify the Father's name in the world Aren't you such teachers who will do that? Those teachers who think that we will do only this, we are doing and we will do it, raise your hand. Very good. There are so many. Very brave you are. It's easy to raise the hand. Just think over it. Bap Dada is very happy to see your fortune. You have great love for Baba, don't you? So Baba has also great love for you. The only thing is, you should not allow your heart to shrink. You should not have a weak heart. Be Mahavir, brave one. Never allow your face. Never allow your face to look frightened. It's good that you become humble. Humility is good. But do not be very sensitive. You know, something like if it's very sensitive, you touch it and immediately it breaks. So don't be like that. You should do wonders. You have to be brave. Be humble. Humility is good. But don't be afraid. Don't be weak. Don't be sensitive. Of course, situations come in front of everyone, even in front of seniors they come. They come in front of you too. But on the contrary, you should think that we will become examples that and prove to others that we are ahead in knowledge and yoga, and we will always remain ahead in knowledge and yoga. Do not be concerned or worried about the situations. If someone is cheerful, then the cheer of on the face should remain constant. The cheerfulness should not go. Let the mind as well as the body both express happiness. Both should keep on smiling in happiness. So, did you understand? What wonders will you do? Do not allow your mind to wither away, to shrink, but keep on smiling all the time. Be like a blossomed flower. Can it happen? Can it be done like that? Will you do it? Say Haanji. What are you saying? Are you saying Haanji or are you saying Naji? Yes or no? Are you saying from your heart or only on your lips? Manase, from the heart, from the mind.
Come here.
See, Bab Dada kept a program especially to invite you for this meeting, and you were called. Even before the bhatti, so that you could hear the Baba's Murli. So Baba wants you to always keep smiling. Then whatever actions you will do, they will become memorials. Are all of you happy? Did you meet Bab Dada? Bab Dada spoke to all of you. Now, all the teachers who will be in the bhatti should not think that you are second number teachers, but you, it's a second bhatti, think like that. So the second group which has come for the bhatti, is number one in everything. The teachers are Sikhilati, long lost, now found again. They do a lot of service, day and night they do service. And also those who are in Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar Hospital, at Sangam Bhavan. Is there any other place? To all the, also the Sevadharis, Bab Dada is massaging. The massage of love, because they are working very hard. Even Ahmedabad is working very hard, you know, because that is the transition period, transition place. The whole day and night they are serving. So Baba is saying, this is what Ramesh Bhai said, and Baba is saying, yes, wherever you are doing lots of service, hard work, Baba is massaging you with the massage of love. Whose name to take and whose not to take. See, first of all, you are the ones who came, and because of you, you give them a chance to do service. So, It's because of you. If you would not have come, then what would the servers do? Whose service would they do? So actually, you are also important, aren't you? Those who have allowed these souls to serve you. To all the souls in all four corners who are always lost in the Father's love. To all the server souls in all four corners. To all the elevated souls who make their efforts be done in an easy way, that is, who allow the efforts to be made easy. To all the close, very souls, to the souls very close to the Father, who are like the Father and have made their aim and the acts according to their aims alike. Bab Dada Ziyad Pyar and Namaste. Are all the double foreigners okay? Raise your hand, double foreigners, and wave to Baba. All the double foreigners. Baba is looking at all the double foreigners. Very good, very good. See, you are double foreigners and therefore you need a double hall to sit. That is a big hall. Therefore this big hall, double, triple hall is given to you. You like this hall? Double foreigners like sitting in this big hall? Dada also likes everything to be in an unlimited way. But even this unlimited hall has become a limited hall. From now onwards itself it has become small. What will you do next? Because when there are more children, what will you do next? See, till the end the children are sitting. It's full, the hall is full, packed. The expansion is bound to happen. Are the double foreigners happy watching this season? so many double, so many children. Are you happy in Gyan Sarovar? Are you? Wave your hand if you're happy in Gyan Sarovar. No need to make a sound, but just wave your hand. Are you happy in Gyan Sarovar? Double foreigner, see, you are double fortunate. All the dadis come to Gyan Sarovar to serve you. You don't have to work hard to come here to meet the dadis. The dadis come to meet you. Aren't you more lucky? You are more sikhi ledde, long lost, now found. And because you are sikhi ledde, you don't have to work hard to come and go. The dadis come to you. See, even the dadis, the dadas, even the dadas come to you. The dadis come to you. You like it, don't you? So, double foreigners. Up to now, you have been coming only in double foreigner season, and you have been looking only at one another. But now, you should sometimes see the Bharatvasis, the Indians too. You have to come in the Indian season, and in the next season, every meeting will be combined, Bharat and foreign. You like it separate, or do you like it combined? Separate or combined? Combined. You like this? Combined. It is good. Actually, at the end, you are of Bharat. Now you may be called double foreigners, but you're originally of Bharat, aren't you? Where will you rule? In Bharat, no? Will you rule in America or in London? Or will you rule in Bharat? You will rule in Bharat, won't you? This is why Bharat and foreign countries, foreign lands, both are combined. So today is like a confluence of Bharat and foreign lands. Bap Dada sees you as original Bharatvasis, the beginning Bharatvasis, and you will now, from now onwards, that is from this, from in the future, be in Bharat only. Are you all happy? Are all the double foreigners happy? Wave your hand again. See how happy they are. Baba is telling the dadis, see? They are waving their hands so well. The teachers are also happy, aren't you? And those who have come in different parties, are you happy? You also wave your hands. You see behind, it's beautiful. Very good, very good. Okay, what is to be done next? So Dadiji removes her headphone and now all the Dadis will come on the stage.